You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The See Work Differently placements give blind and partially sighted people the chance for 10 weeks paid work, learning new skills, developing existing skills as well. We're going to be chatting with some of the people over the next few weeks about their placements and the managers as well. We've got Nigel Townley with us from RNIB Scotland. Nigel, you are one of the managers involved in this. Tell us a bit about your job, first of all.
Hi, Alan. Yes, I'm the facilities manager. I'm based in Scotland, but my remit is Scotland, Northern Ireland, and a little bit in the north of England. So I was approached by Heather Barbara, who works in the employment team, is working to create See Work Differently placements. I was in need of some reception cover, so it worked really well. And we did an interview process, and Devon was the successful candidate.
We're aware, you know, our listeners will be aware of the high levels of unemployment amongst the blind and partially sighted community as well. And it's not, you know, that desire to work that is there. It's the barriers that are in place stopping people working. And this is obviously helping get those skills and so on. And it's quite varied as well, the jobs that people are being placed into at the moment. What kind of training do they get when they first arrive?
RNIB has an induction. And Devon worked through that in the first couple of days of a job. The IT department provided Devon with a laptop with the appropriate software that she can use. And subsequently, we've explored different options of the type of software that we're going to use. So there's going to be some more training in JAWS. Devon is currently using Zoom Text. So she's just really hit the ground running.
And we have Devon with us. Devon, you're currently a PhD student as well as taking on the placements here. What attracted you to the See Work Differently programme?
Yeah, I think I have kind of been looking for part-time work during my PhD. It's something that I had been looking for when I was doing my master's as well. But I had struggled to find things or had opportunities where people like weren't necessarily really open to hiring someone with sight loss. So when I saw the placement, I was like, that would be perfect to get more experience working and figure out how to kind of go through the process and figure out what I need to get other opportunities in the future.
You've got a great background then, you know, as a student, your master's, you're doing your PhD. So there's a huge skill set there as well. It was a bit frustrating that employers sort of couldn't see past the sight loss to the skills that you already have.
I've had some experiences where I'd go for like a trial shift, and when they found out I was vision impaired, they were like, actually, never mind, without like getting a chance. So I think that also really like knocked my confidence with like employment as well. So I think this has been really good for kind of helping build that back.
So it's not just, you know, being in employment, you earn some money from this as well. The boost to your confidence is coming through as well. Was that kind of evident almost from day one?
I think so, yeah. I think even just like going through the interview process and having Nigel and Heather and like everyone involved being so accommodating and like open to me asking questions, and but also just like knowing that like the visual impairment aspect wasn't really a concern.
What's a typical day like for you then?
I usually come in, I get the train down, get logged on at the computer, make a cup of coffee.
The important cup of coffee, absolutely.
Yeah. Sign people in, chat to people who are in the building, do some tasks on the side as well. Yeah.
What's it like being that first point of contact? Because you're kind of the first person when people come into the building that they meet.
Yeah, it was kind of intimidating at first, but it's kind of nice, and it's a really cool way to get to meet people. I think like when I first started, I didn't really, 95% of the people coming in the door, I didn't know. And now I'd say it's probably like 50-50. I know a good number of people coming in, and that's really nice.
Are you learning a lot from it, just being here? Although it's a part-time course, you're starting to learn a bit from it as well, that work experience.
Yeah, for sure. And just even like thinking when like there people will come in with different like questions or things, and like learning to think on my feet and problem solve and stuff has been really good.
Do you think when this ends, you'll have perhaps greater confidence, you know, if you're applying for other jobs and say employers are very hesitant, do you think it will give you the skills and the confidence to say, well, look, yes, I have a sight loss condition, but here's what can be done to help me in this job?
I think so, yeah. I think especially like been feeling a bit more confident and then also getting introduced to a lot of the different like technology and assistive tech and stuff has been really helpful.
Would you recommend this to other people to try? Because the CE Work Differently placements are kind of ongoing at the moment. At the moment, they're within R&IB, but they're looking to expand that as well. How would you encourage people to get involved?
Yeah, I would say if people see the opportunity and have even a remote bit of interest, definitely look into it. And if it's something you're interested in, definitely go for it.
Nigel, Devin's told us that the problems getting into employment, that's something that a lot of blind and partially sighted people face, you know, the barriers, the stereotypes as well. And this programme is designed to give them the confidence and more skills as well, perhaps to tackle that. From your point of view as a manager, what's it like for you having someone come in and go through something like this?
Well, I used to work in employment for many years, and I've moved to the facilities role in the last 3 years. So it was really nice to sort of get back in touch and feel like I was helping a colleague. So Devon, it's just been great. I've noticed Devon's confidence, and it kind of made me aware, as you know, that the real challenges for blind and partially sighted people, you know, Devon started on the 15th of December, Christmas rush, coming down from Stirling, negotiating Waverley Station, the walk down there, and she you know, she did that without any complaint, managed it perfectly, and that must be such a huge undertaking. I think we sometimes forget those things. Really, really got on well with the team. She's put up with my dad jokes, and she's done a lot of work for us. She's on the desk. She deals with fends off inquiries that are not. She goes and finds the answers. She's created an inventory of all the equipment and furniture we have in this office. She's, because I work over multiple sites, she's created a spreadsheet database of contractors in Newcastle, Gateshead, Belfast, Glasgow, Edinburgh. I wanted to help her, Devon, as much as I could, and I think she's doing a PhD, so I was able to introduce her to lots of people who may be able to help her with some of the research. I've just loved it. It's been great. She's been a real good help, and her confidence has grown, and we'll miss her.
Is this something you would recommend that other kind of businesses look at as well then? Do you think they should really get involved and, you know, look at the potential that's there?
Absolutely. There's not, you know, Devon has done a great job. As long as she's provided with the right software and support, it's just a job. It's been a real pleasure. She's done really well.
Well, best of luck with the placement, Devon. And for the moment, to Nigel and to Devon, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.